What's happening? Gonna be playing you some Allman Brothers on today's show, mostly with Duane Allman involved. Maybe some after his death where Dickie Betts got more involved. I doubt if there's any Warren Haynes much on here or post Duane's death. So we're gonna stick with that, and I'm glad you're here. Hope you're doing okay. Nothing wrong with some of the best of Southern Rock.
Thank you.
6 southbound. I believe that's off Idlewild South, and there is no Duane on that. They'd stepped up and gone with Dickie Betts. That's all he could do. The opening track, Statesboro Blues, of course, that's with Duane, and that's on the fabulous The Allman Brothers Live at the Fillmore East. I did see the Allmans before Wayne's death in San Diego Concourse. Consider myself lucky to have been able to do that. Also, that kind of documents my age. But Duane, of course, met an untimely death on October 29, 1971. He lost control of his motorcycle and plowed into the side of a flatbed truck. Of course, back then, no helmets, very little safety rules and all that stuff. And that was it for Duane. And the heart and soul of the Allmans was gone at that point, in my opinion, because he just played those ripping slide licks from Central California. This is The Human. I'm playing some Allmans. Thank you. Reed and Whippin' Post, both on Live at the Fillmore series or album that they put out. It was a double album. And of course, when I saw them, they rip right through all that stuff. And Greg Allman on vocals, like on Whippin' Post. That's just top notch. And he's got that Hammond B3 working too. They're such a good band, man. They're so tight. They double set of drums, you know. Some good little jamming stuff. They broke off into some jams and then roped it right back into the boogie. A couple more tracks of Allman Brothers, and that'll wrap it up for the weekend. It's a good weekend track. It's a good kickback stuff to listen to, sipping on a cold one and maybe puffing on something.
Morning. the PM.
Thank you.
That was Dreams. I'm going to close out with a track that Dwayne's not on after his death, and kind of a track of hope. It's called Revival, and we need one about right now. Thanks for joining me. Saw him live in San Diego. The track that impressed me the most, I hadn't really heard of the Allman Brothers until I saw them. They opened for somebody else. The track that impressed me the most was One Way Out, simply because Dwayne's work on it is just scalding. So I went and found it on another file. I had it, and I wanted to make sure I close out with One Way Out, the definitive ass-kicking, cooking Allman Brothers song. Turn it up. Thank you.
Thank you.